The Trump administration proposed opening federal waters on the East Coast to oil and gas drilling. Maine's two U.S. senators say they are against it. Mal Leary has details.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced the proposal this week that would allow new offshore oil and gas drilling in nearly all United States coastal waters, granting energy companies access to leases off California for the first time in decades, and opening more than a billion acres in the Arctic and along the eastern seaboard. The proposal would lift a ban put in place by President Obama a few years ago.
There's been no discussion of Maine yet, but it hasn't been ruled out.
Maine Republican Susan Collins.
It would endanger our marine resources, our fishing industry, our way of life, our tourism industry.
Secretary Zinke says that the Obama action blocked drilling on about 94% of the outer continental shelf. That's the submerged offshore area between state coastal waters and the deep ocean. Those restrictions, he claims, cost the United States billions of dollars in lost revenue, and said this proposal would make about 90% of those waters available for leasing. Federal research suggests, however, that the Gulf of Maine lacks the right geology to be a likely site of commercial deposits of oil or natural gas.
Drilling off the Maine coast is just a terrible idea.
Independent Senator Angus King says even if there were deposits, they are not worth the risks of a spill.
The cost of any incident to our coastal industry, whether it's fisheries or recreation, would far outweigh any benefits to the state of Maine or to the country.
The move by the Trump administration should not come as a surprise. Trump signed an executive order last April requiring the Interior Department to review the Obama ban. Collins says while the House may support implementing legislation to allow the drilling, she doubts the Senate will.
This is one that would be subjected to a filibuster, most likely. And I don't think the 60 votes are there in the Senate to allow it to proceed. The House could well pass it, but I don't think the Senate would.
Both of Maine's representatives to Congress, Democratic Representative Shelley Pingree and Republican Representative Bruce Poliquin, released statements saying they're opposed to drilling off the coast of Maine. Mainers will have the opportunity to tell federal officials what they think of the plan at a public hearing in Augusta on January 22nd. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.